I'd like to start by saying good evening to everyone. This evening, I was given the scripture of Matthew 7:16, and we were given the topic of dealing with fruit. You shall know them by their fruit. In Matthew chapter 7, Jesus is teaching the Sermon on the Mount, and when we get to verse 16, he's coming to the section of dealing with false teachers. We'll jump up a few verses. We'll go a few verses up. We'll begin at verse 13. Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. There be many who go in by it, because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life. And there are few who find it. Verse 15. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles. Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. And good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits, you will know them. So Jesus goes into what I call the two. He gives you two ways. He gives you two destinations. He talks about two types of prophets, two teachers. Then he gives two types of trees that bear two types of fruit. And then he shows them how you can define. And then ultimately we all have two destinations in which we should go or can go. And then he gives the parable of the two builders and the builders, one being wise and one being foolish. So Jesus is giving his disciples and those who are listening to the sermon, he's giving them clues on how they can point out false teachers. He says, you will know them by their fruit. Now what does that entail? Well, fruits can only come from what's been planted. We know, according to the seed, as stated in Genesis, every seed bears forth after its own kind. And so what is planted, if the seed is planted, that's what fruit will be by. It's the past tense of there. Born will be born. Okay, so in that sense, what is the soil? According to Luke 8, what is the soil? The soil is the heart. And according to Luke 8:11, what is the seed?
The word of God.
Now, here's the difference. Because how can the word of God bear bad fruit? Well, it can't. And so when it's talking about you shall know them by their fruit, it's the fruit that comes forth from their doctrines and their way of living. And so there's two things to pay attention to from false teachers. Their doctrine or their teaching, and then their lifestyle or their living. And there's one thing I've heard here said a lot. The audio needs to match the video. And many times you have, when we think of false teachers or false prophets, we mostly think of preachers. We think of someone who's up in a pulpit teaching a message and they're spitting out lies, but that's not always the case. The false teacher can be the same as someone who gets up, stands in front of you, talks the truth, but his walk doesn't match the things he says. And so for those who might say, well, I just won't bear any fruit. I'll learn God's word, but I won't try to teach it. I won't stand in front of people. I'm too shy. I'm not confident enough. Jesus goes even further with an exhortation. Every tree that does not bear good fruit. So this includes the one bearing the bad fruit, the one not walking the walk, nor is he talking the talk, not teaching the truth, not teaching what God has written in his word. God has ordained us to teach. But he's also not living it, but this also includes the one who knows it and doesn't teach it as well. Because if we aren't bearing good fruit, it says every tree that bears not good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. And so I noticed something. When it comes to bearing fruit, he says you shall know them, false teachers, by their fruit. He didn't say you shall know a Christian by their fruit. Because as Christians, we don't bear fruit. The Holy Spirit bears fruit through the lives that we live. And so in a sense, I'm seeing
And this is according to Galatians 5. I'm seeing that a Christian can just live, never has to get up and preach a sermon, never has to get up and do a devo, never has to walk into a pulpit, but just by the lives that we live as followers of Christ, as Christians, we teach. Is it possible to teach without having a public audience? Let's ask Paul with the Philippian jailer. What sermon did Paul teach the Philippian jailer? For the Philippian jailer to ask, what must I do to be saved? Let's ask Jesus as he's on the cross. And the Roman soldier pierces him in the side. And Jesus didn't say anything, but yet he was able to say, truly this was the Son of God. And so with our lives, we can teach just as loud as with our lips. And so what I'm trying to hint at is, you standing in front of a crowd doesn't mean you're not a false teacher. Many of us that know the Word of God, we listen to it Sunday in, Sunday out, Wednesday in, Wednesday out, but we don't live as though we are Christians. Well, that teaches. That teaches to the public. It was said before, the empty tomb declares that Jesus is risen. The empty pew denies it. And so the same is true in our lives. If we're not showing the same thing we're learning or the same thing we're teaching, you're just as much as a false teacher as the ones getting up teaching false doctrine. And so that's something I wanted to sort of hit at, because I don't look around and see profanely or just blatantly, loudly false teachers. I don't see too many people that get up and teach a public on a public space. Though we have teachers and preachers here, but my God, I haven't heard a false preacher to my knowledge here at Ninth and Main yet. But I don't know what you do when you go home. I'm not trying to know. I just want to know, is the audio matching the video? If it's not, there's something that needs to be done. And I'm hoping and praying we can make that right tonight. Thank you.